Yes, sir, this is a PayPal customer support. How can I help you? Sir, I don't know. Like, how? I need to check it your, what kind of message is there. So can I have your name? I'm speaking with whom? And do you use PayPal? Like, do you have a PayPal account? Okay, and you are using PayPal app or you are using over the web? Oh, over the web. And in your laptop or in your cell phone? And your desktop. And when was the last time you logged in your account? Last week, okay. And sir, check it there. There is an invoice number. Can you provide me that? Amounting is a 571 point. How much? 49. And are we talking in your cell phone or this is your house line? Okay, so let me check your account, okay? Thank you for holding a line, John. Are you there? Okay, so sir, as I check here, there is a PayPal account is registered and there is a purchase of Bitcoin amounting is $571.99 and this money is going to deduct by today's sales. Okay, so we are going to cancel this and we are going to check your whole account, okay? It seems like maybe somebody they are trying to use your account. Because as I check here, I open your account. So right now your account is active in Ohio. Right now this account is active in Ohio. And before that they use, before that maybe whoever is using this account, they use in New York, New Jersey and Texas also. So your account is hacked right now. It's up to you. So right now what we are going to do, we are going to put some security in your PayPal, okay? Okay. So now we are going to connect your network with us. So you need to open your laptop, desktop or laptop. Okay. So which desktop is this? Okay, it's a Windows. So look your keyboard and see on the down left side, there is a Control and Windows. You see that? Control and Windows. Press these two key along with letter Q. Control, Windows and Q. MS took it. So what you use? Which key you use? Okay, what it says? I think you used the wrong key. Then try to press Windows and R. Okay. Type it there. H as in Harry. Now type it T as in Tom, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, colon sign, you know how to use the colon sign, then use 2x/, now type it your V as in Victoria, C as in can, H as in honey, C as in Charlie, A as in Andrew, R as in Rose, E as in Ernest. Okay, now type it dot, period sign dot. Now type it L as in love, I as in Isaac, V as in Victoria. E as in Eric. Okay. So, oh, click on OK. Okay, now what did you see? Okay, now type the code 73225. Okay. Click on arrow. There is an arrow. Okay, so now what did you see? Okay. Okay, now you can see the folder is download. You need to open that. Open the folder. Okay, now what did you see? Yes, so now you just have to wait. Yes, click on open. My name is Janet Carter. No. Okay, so sir, did you open that file? Okay, so now let me check your Wi-Fi connection, okay? Okay, so sir, now what did you see in your screen? Okay, so now we are going to scan your device. You need to use Windows and R. Okay, so now what did you see? Okay, so now you need to type it your MRP. Okay, now click on OK. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, so let me... So sir, as I check your IP address is compromised. As I check your Wi-Fi connection, so your IP address is compromised. So somebody, they try to get into your IP address. And they install the Trojan virus inside your device. That's why your information got compromised. So are you aware of this thing? So you don't know about this? Okay, so right now I'm going to check it here. And our backend team, they are going to put some security in your IP address. Okay? Okay, thank you for holding the line, John. Are you there? Okay, so sir, as I forward this information to our backend team, so they are working for your network. So now what I'm going to do, this is the hacking issue. So somebody, they try to get into your account and they try to use your information. So now I'm going to write the mail to the fraudulent department. So now you need to provide me your zip code. What's your current zip code? Okay, so sir, now as I forward this information to the fraudulent department, and right now we are going to deactivate this account. We are going to remove this your information, and I want to verify these things from your side. Like, are you using several accounts with your PayPal? Because in this account there is a lots of card is registered, and they make a purchase from Amazon also, and they make a purchase from Best Buy also. So do you make any purchase from Amazon recently? And do you use Best Buy, eBay? Okay, it's totally your information's got compromised and your account is hacked right now. Because in this account there is a Bank of America card, Wells Fargo card, PNC card, TD Bank card, and other card also is registered. But sir, like this time you have to believe, like you receive the alert and you see, we check your account, your PayPal account, so it's active in Ohio right now, but right now you are in New York, then how is possible? Somebody, they are using your account. So you need to verify me, like which account is attached with your PayPal, which banking is attached? Chase card. And when was the last time you used your Chase card? Yesterday. You make an online payment or you do offline? Like you went for shopping, like how you paid? You paid online or you use your card, how? Okay, so this is the yesterday. And do you do online, do you make any online payment recently, last 24 hours? 2 days ago, it's 72 hours. 3 days ago. From Chase Bank? Okay. Because right now, this money is not deduct, it's about to deduct. And there is a, your card is registered in your PayPal. So maybe they are using your account or maybe other account they are going to use it. So for that, I'm going to write the mail to your bank. So we are going to inform to them about these things, okay? Okay, so just hold the line, John. I'm going to inform to your Chase Bank. Okay. Thank you for holding the line, John Arido. Okay, so sir, as I write the mail to your bank and to the fraudulent department, and right now I forward this information to the FTC for the investigation to stop this fraud activities from your identity. And right now we got to know about your, this PayPal account is compromised. Maybe they are using your other information for other activities. So for this reason, we already forward this details to the FTC, okay? All right. Thank you for holding a line. So, are you there? Okay, so sir, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to forward this call to your Chase Bank headquarters, okay? Okay, and till that time, I'm going to provide you my information. Do you have a piece of paper and pen? Yes, sir, and write it down the batch ID. My batch ID number is 2006-2024. Yes, this is my batch ID number. So now I'm going to forward this call to your bank headquarters, Chase Bank. Okay? Okay, tell them about this charge. Maybe other charge also is there. Right now you didn't receive the mail. So verify and they will help you, okay? All right.